Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. You probably won't be surprised to hear what our next guest has to say about our state's economy. Yes, we're still just chugging along. However, it may surprise you to hear that he's glad the state of South Carolina decided not to compete for Amazon's second national headquarters. Frank Heffner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston, and he joins us now by phone from that location. Frank, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
So tell us about your feelings regarding Amazon's second national headquarters.
Well, they've set up a bidding war, and they've got a lot of states and municipalities fighting over each other to do it. As a result, the pot has gotten so large in terms of what municipal governments and states are willing to offer, the sheer size of the incentive package is mind-boggling. Of course, the sheer size of the Amazon headquarters is a little bit mind-boggling. They get through their 50,000 anticipated employees, and they're saying roughly somewhere around $100,000 annual salary. Just imagine what that would do to any municipality in South Carolina. In some cases, it would increase the population dramatically, would change the landscape, and it would also be very, very costly. The infrastructure would have to be required, the amount of funds that would be tied up for a long period of time in order to subsidize the location of that plant. It would be a game changer, no doubt about it. With economic development, it comes with all the other problems, congestion, higher property values, a whole host of other things that people may or may not want in a small municipality, but they're not looking for small municipalities. So it's hard for us to come up with that 1 million urban environment that they're looking for.
Yeah, we don't have a city with a million population, but we're close to one.
Yes, possibly Charlotte might be a contender.
Turning to our state economy, we are indeed chugging along.
Chugging along. The old fable between the tortoise and the hare, we're just chugging along, much like a tortoise does. And it's given us solid economic growth now for approximately 10 years at the rate we're going. The economist forecasters have all predicted that we will continue to see slow, steady growth, both in employment and income gains.
What are the bright spots right now that maybe are moving at a little faster speed than the chug?
Well, the same list of suspects that you would always come up with for quite some time in South Carolina, the coastal regions. The upstate, Greenville, Spartanburg, Columbia to some extent, and then those are the hubs where we're attracting the most economic development. The rural areas are always a little bit behind on attracting, but they don't have the infrastructure, the workforce, things that companies are looking for. They might have lots of land, so that you need a company that would like to have a lot of land in order to locate there and a minimal workforce possibly. So those are the areas that have always been kind of behind the economic development curve. And that's neither good nor bad. It's just some people like rural areas. There's nothing to say that every single county and every single state has to be a booming metropolis.
Now, how about sectors of the economy such as manufacturing? That's still strong, right?
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky on that in South Carolina. We have a large concentration of manufacturing in the state, measured by number of manufacturing employees. We're also an export-oriented state in terms of much of the manufacturing we produce gets sent overseas, especially if you think in terms of the largest industries, BMW, they send a lot overseas. They also produce the domestic market. Boeing, of course, produces internationally. So, yes, we've been pretty lucky in that sense and that the manufacturing sector continues to grow. And those are, very good wages. We're also seeing continued growth in service sectors, tourism, for example, well, barring hurricanes, which put a damper in the coast in terms of tourism for that month. Hotel occupancy was down for quite a bit. People just couldn't drive to the coast, nor would they want to because of the hurricane. But we're seeing that, professional services to some extent. So we're seeing small gains across the area in many sectors. Construction is still booming, except for the nuclear power plant. But if you're looking at commercial construction, residential, multifamily homes, they seem to be doing all right.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for the update. We look forward to checking in with you again.
Thank you. Look forward to it also.
Frank Hefner is director of the Office of Economic Analysis at the College of Charleston. We will have a link to that office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.